This is the local VK5 news segment.
And now, some notes from the Lower Murray Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning. This is Jeff, VK5HEL, with news from the Lower Murray Amateur Radio Club. The new 70-centimetre Murray Bridge DMR repeater went on the fritz late November and was sent off for repair. It has finally returned and will be reinstalled, and we hope normality will return once we work out just what that is. The 10-metre WIA rebroadcast has recommenced from Murray Bridge after a 6-month break due to the operator's central oscillator requiring some serious medical intervention and the eventual installation of a defibrillator with attached Wi-Fi, which I have been told has a kick like a mule, something I hope I never get to try out. As a precaution, I will be operating QRP just in case. For those who have tried 10 metres during the month will have no doubt noticed the numerous openings into VK4, 3, 2, 1 and 7, plus a few ZLs and South Pacific stations popping up. So, catch you on 10 metres on 28515 right now. I'm Jeff. No, not that Jeff. I'm the good-looking one. VK5HEL.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last week I informed you that our group now has a beacon on 6 metres, which, by all accounts, is working very well. We have now had numerous reception reports from as far away as the land of the Long White Cloud, otherwise known as New Zealand, and many VKs have been able to obtain a better idea of conditions because of this new beacon. It can be heard on 50.458 MHz. During the holiday break, our repeater crew have been busy adjusting, repairing and updating some of our extensive network. A huge thank you to Colin, VK5DK, John, VK5DJ, Peter, VK5BE, Tom, VK5NFT and the gang for all your hard work and travel time, fellas. A number of exciting possible developments are in the pipeline for our group at this stage, and the Club Management Committee is hopeful that we may be able to report some significant happenings to our members at our first business meeting on January the 18th. Fingers crossed. A number of our members have been hard at work logging contacts on 2-metre single sideband and 50 MHz recently, as there have been some very good openings about. 10 metres has also been in good form, and many have taken advantage of the openings there as well. I'm sure we're all looking forward to the resumption of club activities and the social interaction that accompanies them. That's all I have for you this week. The members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Next Sunday will be the AHAR's annual picnic on the 20th of January at the Marion RSL, 31-39 Norfolk Road, Marion. Norfolk Road leads off Marion Road and the RSL complex is on the right-hand side, and you can't miss it. There's a big army tank out the front near the entrance. This is not a bring-your-own venue. All alcohol and soft drinks must be bought from the bar. The bar is well-stocked and prices are very reasonable. Drinks can be consumed inside or outside the venue, and we will supply free tea and coffee and cold water from dispensers inside the building. Starting time is 11 a.m. and the meal will be served after 12 noon. Plates, cups and cutlery will be provided. The RSL are supplying the salads, but please bring a sweet or dessert to share. There is plenty of seating and tables inside the complex if the weather is hot or wet, and plenty of parking space close to the venue. Do not bring salads this year, they're being supplied by the RSL. If you wish to sit outside under the trees, bring a picnic table and chairs. We need to know numbers and who is coming by Tuesday the 15th of January at the latest, We also need to know if you have any special dietary requirements such as vegans or celiacs. Payments and bookings for the picnic must be made before the event, and the cost is $10 per person. If you've not already booked with Trevor and paid in person at a meeting or via direct deposit and wish to attend, book with Trevor, VK5NIX, by email to tmoldee@internode.on.net. Trevor has asked that you make sure you identify your message as being for Ahaz, so it does not get lost in his junk mail. You can also phone Trevor on 8235-0634. Direct deposit details are name Ahaz, A-H-A-R-S, BSB 105186, account number 036-248-940. If you didn't copy that down and wish to find it on the web, you can find it on the membership page of the Ahaz website. The first general meeting for 2019 will be the AGM on Thursday the 21st of February. We are looking for nominations for the 2009 committee, so please give some thought to filling out a nomination form for a committee position. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly club net is held on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 megs, with a minor 600 offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Good morning. Here is this week's news from NERC. Last Friday was the first regular meeting for the club. After formalities, we retreated to a short fox hunting session in the adjacent paddock. A lot of us had to relearn the art of this once-a-year event. Thanks, Trevor, for refurbishing the gear and getting things started. Tony, VK5FBIC, then gave a comprehensive rundown on his recent help with the Scouts Jamboree. He reports that the guys and girls had lots of interesting activities apart from amateur radio. He's all fired up, ready to help with the next Jamboree. Thanks, Tony. Your scribe then gave a short presentation on a project involving a 32-bit PIC and associated basic programming. We hope that this might cause some interest to a future club project. The next meeting will be a Tech Night event on January the 22nd and will be a fault-finding session for those currently building the QCX QRP CW project. Friday the 8th of February, we have engaged Paul, VK5PAS, to give a presentation on his activities. We hope to encourage wives and partners to this interesting meeting and will endeavour to provide a supper to lure them along. Well, that's about all the news for this week. Hopefully, Les VK5KLD, our usual scribe, will be back for next week's broadcast. Until then, this has been Brian, VK5EI, for the Northeast Radio Club.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The members of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group would like to wish a Happy New Year to all and trust that the gods of propagation look favourably on you and your endeavours with your DX contacts and your standing in the logbook of the world. AREG's next general meeting will be held this coming Friday, the 18th of January, at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court, Fulham, from 7:45 p.m. The presentation starts at 8 p.m. and will be followed by coffee and cake before a formal club business meeting. The topic of the evening will start with a short introduction to the world of remote HF SDR receivers and how to access them. This will be then followed by a workshop event looking at the original AREC project intended to set up and host one of these systems here in Adelaide. Now that 2019 is here, an opportunity for a new site has presented itself, and the club is looking for members to form a new team to try and complete the project. The second half of the meeting will explore what tasks need to be done to make this a reality, and we'll be looking for volunteers to put their hands up to help. So folks, make an entry on your calendars and in your diaries. The next AREG meeting is this coming Friday, the 18th of January, at 7:45 p.m. Come along all. Visitors are most welcome, where you may learn about the issues surrounding the setting up of a remote SDR receiver site. Further details may be found on the AREG webpages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.